Welcome to the Review of Joy and Company, your gateway to Christian literature, featuring conversations with best-selling authors and hot reviews with the authors you choose. Stay tuned in. We'd like to know, what are you reading?
Now that's a very good question. What are you reading? Hello, I'm Joy. Once again, welcome to the Review, where we do have a passion for faith-based literature. And tonight, we have a revisit from an award-winning author. But first, let's say hello to our dear friend, Rosemary LeGrand.
Good evening, everyone. It is a pleasure to be in the midst of your company once again.
This evening, we're visiting with Dr. Shalette Stewart, Associate Director of Business Development for Executive Education at Southern Methodist University Cox School of Business. She is the principal and founder of Stewart Consulting, a leadership and development and business consulting firm serving both corporate and non-corporate clients. Dr. Stewart is also the 2012 Henry Awards recipient for her book, Revelations in Business, at the Christian Literary Awards. Shalette, welcome back to the Review.
Thank you so much, Joy and Rosemary, for having me. It's an honor and a pleasure to be sharing with you again, too. I have to say that the experience at the Christian Literary Awards and just being able to be presented with the Henry Award was just quite an honor and truly a milestone in my life and in my career. So thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for the recognition. It was truly a blessing.
Well, you're quite welcome and very deserving. We're always delighted to be in the midst of your company.
Thank you.
You know, we received such positive feedback from our first show discussing Revelations in Business that we just had to invite you back to dig a little deeper into some of the book's concepts. And what better place to start than with the subtitle? I love it. Connecting Your Business Plan with God's Purpose and Plan for Your Life. Just how do we do that, Shalette?
You know, it's interesting. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:3, when we commit our plans to the Lord, they will succeed. So that's the primary step, is first beginning with Him, His plan and His purpose for our lives and for our careers.
Wow. The word has suddenly gotten out about Revelations in Business, Shalette. What aspect or principle within your book do you get the most questions about?
That's an excellent question, Rosemary. You know, the word has gotten out. Revelations in Business has been endorsed by 14 academic ministry and business leaders, including Dan Cathy, who, as you know, is the president of Chick-fil-A. And I believe that so much excitement and interest and intrigue around Revelations in Business comes from the primary question that I oftentimes get when I'm speaking at different organizations across the country, and that is, what is the first step? How do we connect our business plans with God's purpose and plan for our lives? What's that first step? And so I always share with the audiences that the first step is to begin from within. Look inside of yourself to the God who resides in all of us to understand His purpose and His plan. And so some indicators of that have to do with our areas of gifting, our natural talents and skill sets and abilities. Those are oftentimes clues to our purpose, and also our passions and our interests and our hobbies. Those are indicators oftentimes of our calling. So begin from within is the first step.
Well, that's very good advice. Very, very good. I mean, it's just like, remember when you were kids and you were like, oh, when I grow up, I want to be, because that's what you love to do. If you started out baking mud pies, then you'll probably grow up and become the next Mrs. Fields or whatever.
Right, right. And oftentimes those desires, those callings are planted by God in us at an early age.
Yes.
Yes.
And as we mature, we oftentimes forget about those.
Okay. I love that. I love that. You know, with Revelations in Business, you're just making it very simple and easy concepts that's just already within us. Mm-hmm. Now we just have to inhale, think about it, and let it flow.
Exactly.
Very good point. Another thing that you really key in a lot on, and the last time we visited, we talked about the general overall aspect of the book. But tonight I'd like us to get just a little bit more specific. And one of the things that you talked a lot about is the business plan. What are some of the key elements of the business plan?
You know, I mentioned earlier how Revelations in Business is often described as the purpose-driven life for business leaders, and I love Rick Warren's book. But after reading it, I was craving, how do you take those principles and apply them to the workplace and to the marketplace in a very practical, pragmatic way? What does this mean for me if I'm to submit to a manager who I don't respect? How do I know if I'm in my position by divine assignment or by default? My own fault, and it's time to move on. And so Revelations in Business takes on the framework of a business plan. Each chapter in the book is dedicated to a key element of a business plan, from your mission and vision statement all the way down to your marketing plan, your financial plan, and your exit strategy. And so if you do not have a business plan, then after reading the book, you will, because, again, the entire book is devoted to that framework. And if you do have a business plan, then Revelations in Business helps you take it to a higher level of excellence. And so within each chapter, the reader receives, again, biblical principles, practical tools, and real life examples. So the framework is that's really leveraged is the framework of a traditional business plan.
And that's the concept of the entire book.
Yes.
So it's like that outline for you.
Exactly. And so what's wonderful about that, and what's so helpful, especially for those listeners who may be in corporate America and need to have a plan for their team, or those entrepreneurs out there who definitely need a solid business plan. Well, if you are an ambassador for him in the workplace and in the marketplace, your business plan needs to be vetted in godly principles. And so Revelations in Business provides the very spiritual, biblical principles, as well as the practical, pragmatic principles. So I'll give you an example. In the chapter on the divine mission and vision, the chapter begins by exactly telling you how to design a mission and vision statement for your team, for your organization, for your company, for your congregation. And then we transition to the spiritual aspects. What does the Word of God say about mission and vision? The Bible says to write the vision and make
yes.
it plain.
Yes.
Yes.
And so what does that mean? And then how does your mission and vision for your life line up with the mission and vision for your company or your job? And what do you do if it doesn't? What do you do if there's disconnection, dis-ease, discontentment? So it's that very practical and spiritual that the reader receives in every chapter.
Very good. Well, you're tuned in to The Review with Joy and Company, and we're visiting with Dr. Shalette Stewart, author of Revelations in Business, connecting your business plan with God's purpose and plan for your life. I tell you, this book is an essential tool to help connect your career with your calling. Visit us at joyandcompany.org to obtain your copy of Revelations in Business and to find out more about Dr. Shalette Stewart and her consulting firm. We'd like also for you to let us know, what are you reading? We'd love to invite your favorite authors to come and have a visit with us to let them know and you that we certainly are delighted to be in the midst of your company.
Shalette, we talked about the key elements of the business plan. Do you recommend hiring someone to write out that business plan for you?
I recommend if you are a business owner or operator, first being prayerful about the plan and the vision that God has given you, and then do the due diligence in terms of really designing your own plan. No one can bring that to light better than you. You have the God-given vision. I will say that some of us may need support in putting that framework together, and there are a myriad of different software products on the market, as well as secular books around business planning that will help you. But I encourage business owners and operators to take the time and to really put pen to paper and write out the plan, because they have the passion for it. They have the God-given vision. And if you need that ancillary support, look to that. But first, do commit to writing the plan yourself.
That's good, because you have it embedded within
right.
you. It's what you like to do.
Right, exactly.
You know, we kind of have our own little business plan here at The Review. We keep it tucked in and we present it every week.
Good.
We do it in the person of Rosemary LeGrand as she delivers those words, inspiring change, the wick. Listen to this.
Thank you, Joy. The Word of God says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Jeremiah 29:11. God has his thoughts, even as we have ours. His thoughts are immeasurable higher than ours. God's thought of peace is the heart of all our tribulations. Child of God, are you attempting to do something large enough that failure is guaranteed unless God steps in? Listen, understand that apart from him, that you can do nothing. Stay close to him. He promised that he will perfect that which concerns you. He sees all things to come and have prepared the necessary things that you need to overcome and live the abundant life no matter what your circumstances. Now, this does not mean that there will not be trials or tribulations, but even in those times, he's saying to you, be at peace and trust me. Give him his rightful place in your heart. Be serious about learning to know him intimately. Be at peace with that spirit within you. Cast all cares and anxiety at his feet. He does not want you to be burdened down with too much. Until next time, remember, stay close to him. Listen to his voice. You know his voice. You never, never entertain the voice of a stranger. And may God richly bless you.
What a wonderful word. Words inspiring change. Words of encouragement. Rosemary, I am going to download this week's week.
I will too.
Because powerful. Yes, it is. And it's hitting me right where I am. Something like, you need that. You need this. You need that. Yes. God is such a wonderful God. He is so gracious. And I am so happy that he's graced us once again with your presence. Got a question for you. Now, it's been about 8 and walking up on 9 years since you started writing Revelations in Business.
That's correct.
And I'm wondering, has there been any area that has taken a significant shift over those 9 years? Because certainly our economy has taken a shift. The government has taken shifts. You know, there's been a lot going on. Is there anything in Revelations in Business that you would address differently today than what you did 8 or 9 years ago?
You know, that's an excellent question. It's something that I've actually contemplated. And I would have to say no. You know, we know that the Word of God never changes, regardless of changes in our society, with the economy, with demographic shifts. But over the past 8 to 9 years, we've had a number of changes in our society and with the economy. But yet, the Word of God never changes. So, fortunately, the insights that are shared in Revelations in Business are still true today the way that they were 8 or 9 years ago. And they probably will be 20 years from now, too. And that's just a testament to the power and the sovereignty of the Word of God.
Yes, wow. It is. We talked about his omnipresence and that he is an omnipotent God. Yes. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. And we just want to encourage you tonight that if you've got a dream in your heart, something that you wish you could do, something that you've always wanted to do, I want to just encourage you, the listener, to submit it to God because he is a very faithful God. And get a copy. Sometimes we just need to be motivated. Get a copy of Revelations in Business because it is an easy book to read. I shared with you, Shalette, that last year when I read Revelations in Business, it probably was my first time sitting down reading a business book from cover to cover, because that just was not my thing.
Mm-hmm. I remember you saying that, right?
You know, I just needed a little bit more than those numbers to hold my attention.
Right.
But that's a whole nother story in itself. And basically, because I've always been a reader for entertainment. But Revelations in Business it discusses serious business matters, but it applies not only to a business life, it applies to every area of your life. And it will motivate you to get connected with your calling.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting. I receive so many comments that are similar sentiments, where Revelations in Business is really broader than just a business plan or a framework for business. definitely speaks to people who are in the workplace and in the marketplace. But as I shared earlier, a woman shared with me that it ministered to her shortly after she lost her father. Yeah. Just the sheer scriptures that are shared in the chapters of Revelations in Business. And so that's not me, that's God.
Definitely
I'm simply
God.
A vessel.
Yes.
Yes. Because the word of God is life. You know, no matter how you read it, if you read it with a, you know, knowing that God is who he says he is, mm-hmm. you know, it just takes on another life.
True.
You know, and then, you know, you're really blessed by it, you know.
That's true.
Shilette, you're highly involved in the field of education. What are some of the smart choices or trends you are seeing in the young up and coming entrepreneurs?
You know, it's interesting. When you look at the different demographic groups, I would say one of the trends is the leveraging of technology. You know, we are to preach the word of God everywhere, universally, and no time in our lifetime is that more apparent than now. We are a 24/7 society. We are truly a global community where we have now Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, where the word of God can be leveraged in an instant across the globe.
Yes,
and so
true.
Entrepreneurs who are ambassadors for Christ in the marketplace know how to leverage that
yes.
in a way that's positive, professional, and profound too. So I would say that's definitely a trend, is leveraging technology but for the glory of God.
Awesome. Wow. That's enlightening.
Wow. Yes, it is.
Well, you're still tuned in to The Review with Joy and Company, and we're still keeping company with Dr. Shilette Stewart. Now, she did tell me that Shilette was good. I'm
sorry.
I am so sorry. But
that's
she
right.
is the awesome author of Revelations in Business, Connecting Your Business Plan with God's Purpose and Plan for Your Life. And as I mentioned earlier, this book is an essential tool to help connect your career with your calling. So visit us at joyandcompany.org to obtain your copy of Revelations in Business, to get connected with Shilette Stewart, to find more out about her consulting business. And she's available to come and speak to your group, churches, schools, organizations, business, to encourage you and to give you hands-on how-to. Mm. We'd love to hear from you. And that being said, that you're available to do that, tell us I want to ask this question correctly. What is a good business consultant or coaches what are they going to do for you?
Well, it depends on what your goal is in terms of your coaching area, what your need is too. But I would say an excellent coach, and I coach people one-on-one. I spend a great deal of time speaking to companies, major corporations, congregations, churches across the country. And I share some of the coaching insights with the audience too. And so I, number one, make the point that God is the ultimate coach. Seek him first. Number two, if you do seek a professional coach, make sure that they listen to you.
Yes.
That's imperative.
Very
really
good.
Listen. And also use spiritual discernment. Pray about the coach. Pray about the consultant. Anyone who you hire, even an employee. In Revelations in Business, I speak of the notion of equally yoked partnerships, and we often describe that in terms of a traditional marriage
yes.
framework. But it's also critical in the business arena. So be equally yoked with any coach that you engage with, as well as any consultant, employee, or employer.
Wow. Wonderful.
Wonderful. Is Revelation in Business directed towards the business owner, or is it written for employees also?
Actually, for both. So business owners and operators. I always say that Revelations in Business, Rosemary and Joyous, is for anyone who desires to excel in life.
Mm.
So that could be a college student, or even a high school student just beginning his or her career. And it could also be a corporate executive, a seasoned executive, or even a pastor. So many people are purchasing Revelations in Business for their students in the family, their children, grandchildren, and also for pastors, because pastors need to understand business planning, but business planning based on the Word of God. So it really is for anyone who desires to excel in life.
Wow. Oh, I am so glad that you made that statement, because I have a very special niece graduating high school this year. Actually, I have one, so many nieces and nephews, but, and they're all so very special to me. But I was looking for, like, I like to give them something when they exit high school that will have an impact on their future.
Right.
And I'm thinking about her. She's going into college. And I wanted to ask you, is it too much to give to a high school student?
Not at all. So many people they come to my book signings. I'm spending a lot of time at Barnes and Nobles across the country, but they are purchasing it as graduation gifts. And high school students and college students are not too young to gain these insights, because the primary insight is beginning with God, seeking His purpose, and then connecting your profession, your entrepreneurial endeavors with that. So they are not too young to receive these insights. And if you think about it, we need a new generation of business leaders. We've seen what happens when we try to take God out of business. Enron, Tyco, WorldCom, Bernie Madoff.
Yes.
We need a new generation of Christian business leaders. So I encourage your listeners, share revelations in business with a new generation.
Awesome. And just get them set, ready to go. I'm so glad I had that question for you. And it's a perfect time, too, because we're entering May and in June, lots of graduations.
Right.
And you're wondering what to give. Just put a couple of dollars in an envelope. But plant a seed of a life-changing gift that will have an impact on their future. And I strongly recommend Revelations in Business. And if my niece gets to listen to this before she graduates, she'll know what part of her present is going to be. Shalette, it's always wonderful visiting with you. And we've done a little expounding on the business plan tonight. But tell me, what other chapters within Revelations in Business would you care to expound on and share more information with the audience?
You know, Joy and Rosemary, another chapter that I oftentimes get so many comments on is the divine marketing plan. In that particular chapter, the chapter starts off with actually identifying what elements should be included in a marketing plan to make sure that it's solid, comprehensive, clear, and concise. So that's the very practical, pragmatic aspects of a marketing plan. Then we transition to the spiritual, biblical aspects. And that's when I explore, what does the Word of God say about our brand? You know, the Bible says that we are kings and priests and lenders and not borrowers. So I encourage the reader and I encourage your listeners tonight to make sure that you're vetted with your brand the way that God describes it. So understanding your brand in God, and then understanding that you are an ambassador for Christ in the workplace and in the marketplace. We're all marketers for Him. We're all fishers of men.
Shalette, what do you want your readers to take away, Revelations in Business?
You know, in our society, in the Western world, and particularly in the United States, we spend a great deal of time at work. We spend too much time at work not to enjoy it. I always say we don't have a personal life and a professional life. We have one life, and we have to make that life count. So Revelations in Business really shares insights on how to make your life count, how to achieve not only success, but more importantly, significance. Significance in that you're leaving a positive, lasting legacy.
I like that. What a great answer. We'll have to have another show just on that chapter.
Yes, love that.
And there's some key buzzwords you put out there: solid, comprehensive, clear, and concise. And you were all of those things in your delivery of Revelations in Business, which I guess that's why you were the recipient of the Henry.
Thank you.
We so
glory
enjoyed that. Shalette, can you share a moment with us about Stewart Consulting LLC?
Sure. Stewart Consulting LLC is a leadership development and business planning firm that I started several years ago. And the mission of Stewart Consulting is to help business leaders connect their profession with their purpose so that they drive performance, productivity, and bottom line profitability for their organization. So I actually travel the country speaking to corporations, professional business organizations, Christian organizations, on the topic of connecting your profession with your purpose, too. So I would invite your listeners to log on to stewardconsultingllc.org for more information about the firm, or revelationsinbusiness.com for more information about the book.
And I'm going to ask you to give those addresses one more time.
StewardConsultingLLC.org for information about the firm, and also revelationsinbusiness.com for more information and insights about the book.
Wonderful, wonderful. This has been a great visit, and we are so glad that you've joined us again for the second time, and we won't hesitate to call on you again.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
You're so welcomed. If you guys missed her at URLs, then just visit us at joyandcompany.org, and you'll be linked in to Stewart Consulting LLC, or to purchase the book, Revelations in Business. Great information. Just wonderful. God presented.
Thank you. And also, they can follow me on Facebook and Twitter as well, too. So thank you, Joy and Rosemary, for the excellent job that you do every day.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you for listening. Our purpose is to promote and support Christian literature. If you are an author, contact us at joyandcompany.org or call us at 214-714-4474. Again, that's 214-714-4474. We'd love to be in the midst of your company. By the way, what are you reading?